This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Ruling coalition leaders meet to discuss MCC and cabinet expansion. They're to meet today as well. Visiting MCC Vice Chair Fatma Sumar holds talks with CPN-UML Chair KP Sharma Oli and CPN Unified Socialist Chair Madhav Kumar Nepal. And more than 100 passengers reached Doha, Qatar after flying from Kabul Airport in Afghanistan on the first flight ferrying out foreigners since US-led evacuation ended. Now the news in detail. Top leaders of the ruling alliance held a meeting yesterday. Janta Samajwadi Party's press coordinator Mahesh Chaurasia informed that the meeting held yesterday among CPN Maoist Center Chair Pushpakamal Dal Prachanda, Janta Samajwadi Party Chair Rupendra Yadav and CPN Unified Socialist Chair Madhav Kumar Nepal focused on forging a common view on the MCC and expanding the cabinet. At the earliest, the ruling coalition is also going to meet today. Meanwhile, U.S. agency of Millennium Challenge Corporation MCC Vice Chair Fatma Sumar and Deputy Chair Jonathan Brooks, who arrived Kathmandu yesterday on a four-day visit to Nepal, have made top brass political leaders. Upon her arrival, Vice Chair Sumar, along with a team of delegates, reached Balkot to meet CPN-UML Chair KP Sharma Oli and also met CPN Unified Socialist Chair Madhav Kumar Nepal yesterday. Following the meeting, UML leader Rajan Patrai told journalists that CPN-UML chair KP Sharma Oli said he had tried to get MCC pact endorsed through the parliament during his premiership. However, he said it could not be passed due to the obstructions from some stakeholders. When asked about UML's position on the MCC, Chair Oli said his party would take appropriate decision once the government made its official stand clear on the matter. Likewise, during the meeting with CPN Unified Socialist Party Chair Madhav Kumar Nepal, MCC Vice Chair Sumar said that the MCC pact was only for the welfare of the Nepali people. CPN Unified Socialist Party Secretariat Secretary Dr. Gangalal Tuladhar said, Chair Nepal informed the Vice Chair that the ruling alliance would forge a common view on the MCC. During her four-day Nepal visit, the delegation led by Sumar will meet Prime Minister Shehbaz Deo, Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma, Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Minister Pampa Busal and top leaders of other political parties. The Millennium Challenge Compact was signed between the Government of Nepal and Millennium Challenge Corporation of the United States Government 4 years ago to reduce poverty and promote sustainable socio-economic development. As per the agreement, Nepal would receive 50 billion rupees in grant for the construction of strategic roads and transmission lines. This is the first visit of the top leadership of MCC to Nepal. The MCC Vice President of Compact Operations, Fatma J. Sumar, has arrived in Kathmandu to specifically affirm that the MCC grant program has no military component and it will not impede on Nepal's sovereignty. During her stay and meeting, she will also reiterate that Nepal's constitution will prevail over the agreement, according to a press statement released by the US Embassy. In her meeting with various government officials and business and community leaders, she will discuss the required next steps to implement the $500 million MCC Nepal infrastructure program and address the clarification questions provided by the Ministry of Finance while also hearing from the people of Nepal. It may be noted that prior to negotiating and signing the compact in 2017, the government of Nepal designed the 5-year grant program to provide more reliable electricity and lower power and transportation cost for all Nepalese. The Ministry of Health and Population reported 1,271 new cases of COVID-19 in Nepal yesterday. As per the ministry's update, 1,845 people recovered from the COVID-19 yesterday itself. Meanwhile, 14 people died of the virus infection, taking the total corona-related death to 10,903 in Nepal. the seismic survey conducted for the exploration of petroleum products in Doilek district has proved that the district has gas and petrol underground. The survey was conducted as per the agreement between Nepal and China. Geologist at the Department of Mines and Geology, Dr. Sudhir Rajore, informed that the final survey would be conducted to make sure the amount of petroleum product and its exact location. Geologist Rajore further said four places among the surveyed locations showed positive results. President Vidyadevi Bhandari has conferred the insignia of newly appointed Chief of Army Staff Prabhuram Sharma yesterday. Chief of Army Staff Sharma took the office oath of office and secrecy amid a special ceremony held at the President's office, Sital Niwas, yesterday itself. Nepali Congress spokesperson Vishwa Prakash Sharma has announced his candidacy for the post of party's General Secretary in its 14th General Convention. Amid a program organized to mark the 108th birth anniversary of late leader B.P. Koirala at Sundarijal yesterday, spokesperson Sharma announced his candidacy. He also claimed that Nepali Congress would address the sentiment of youth for the country's development and prosperity. Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki has pledged to formulate laws facilitating physical infrastructure development. In a meeting with the delegates of Contractors Association yesterday, Minister Karki also asked the contractors to complete in quality rather than in low bidding. Compete rather, not complete, in quality rather than in low bidding. He also promised to amend laws to address the problems of low bidding and ask contractors to enhance their capacity. As rescue operation for the Nepalese stranded in Afghanistan continues, 11 Nepalese arrived home yesterday. With this, a total of 906 Nepalese stranded in Afghanistan have been rescued and brought home. According to the Home Ministry, the ministry said that coordination with the concerned authorities was ongoing to repatriate the Nepalese waiting for the rescue from Kabul. The rescued Nepalese staying at the COVID-19 Crisis Management Center in Kathmandu for infection safety have been rehabilitated following the health protocols. Meanwhile, the Home Ministry has urged those Nepalese still stranded in Afghanistan to register their names online at the website of the Consular Service Department, that is www.nepalconsular.gov.np, for rescue and repatriation process. The Nepal Rashtra Bank has said cryptocurrency trading and mining is punishable as it is illegal in the country. Any sort of cryptocurrency trading and mining is illegal in the country according to Foreign Exchange Regulation Act 2019. Cryptocurrency trading and mining and encouraging the illegal activities are punishable as per the pre-existing laws. Likewise, the central bank has said those swindling people through these illegal activities were subject to action. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin, now an international update. More than 100 passengers have arrived in Doha, Qatar after flying from Kabul airport on the first flight ferrying out foreigners since a US-led evacuation ended. Qatar, a major transit point for Afghan refugees, has said it worked with Turkey to swiftly resume operations at Kabul's airport to allow the flow of people and aid. The flight operated by state-owned Qatar Airways landed at Doha's Hamad International Airport on Thursday, marking the first successful flight of its type since the chaotic airlift of more than 120,000 people concluded last month. News media Al Jazeera's Mohammed Jamzoum, reporting from the airport in Doha, said there were about 113 passengers on board. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to continue at some places of the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Ruling coalition leaders meet to discuss MCC and cabinet expansion. They're to meet today as well. Visiting MCC Vice Chair Fatma Sumar holds talks with CPN UML Chair KP Sharma Oli and CPN Unified Socialist Chair Madhav Kumar Nepal. And more than 100 passengers reached Doha of Qatar after flying from Kabul Airport in Afghanistan on the first flight ferrying out foreigners since a US-led evacuation ended. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Also, do check our English news portal at www.onlineradionepal.gov.np/English. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.